I am Dana Popa, and I made this work in response to the request of documenting the home concept in the Elephant and Castle area, an area in London which is being under regeneration. I wanted to have as a main opportunity somebody who is dependent on the present urban landscape. Alf Cabell is blind, or registered blind as he likes to say, and he has been living in Elephant and Castle for 24 years. I came across Alf in the factory he was working at. I spent some time with him, a week in total. Our first meeting point was a coffee shop in Elephant and Castle's shopping center, and what surprised me, Alf described me the place we were going to meet as if he was not blind at all. I later on learned he knew and memorized the details of the place better than somebody with a sight. Alf has been taking the same routes, stepping on the same pavement, passing by the same shops and street poles. He has gained the most precise notion of where everything lies in Elephant and Castle, so he navigates precisely relying on his landmarks, and that became key for my work. We took long walks whilst he was talking about his blindness and about his landmarks. I chose not to show off because here the landmark was being portrayed as a vital element of one's spinning life. I recreated the space Alf navigates through every day, portraying his landmarks at the moment of his passing by. So creating a map of the space is the subject of my research, and this map became the visual way of documenting the area. The first picture I took was the last I'm showing in this exhibit, and it's the exit of the subway, more precisely the light at its end, contrasted to the darkness around. One door in the wall of the subway is one of those landmarks without which Alf would be lost. Touched by the cane, the door sounds completely different than the sound of the cane on the wall. He knows precisely he has to turn first on the right simply to reach the shopping center. A neon bulb reflecting extremely strong light stays for the cigarette shop. Alf would feel the intensity of the light and he would so know he reached the shop. A dip in the pavement was his most subtle landmark. The dip in the pavement is the reminiscence of the tree, and Alf took that tree, that specific tree, as a landmark for years. As it was cut off, he had to replace the tree with a hole which remained in the pavement. The telephone booths are an essential landmark towards the same bus stop every morning Alf would take. It was funny as Alf would call them furniture in the street, and I was really looking for some street furniture or some furniture shop to photograph. He laughed as he explained they are like furniture, only that on the street. An old wall, of which he is aware for 19 years now, marks the end of the park. What he doesn't know is that out of the weeds that grew all over the wall, the eye of a drawing representing a rabbit symbolically sticks out. The always loud football pitch is the last landmark that leads to Alf's home. This work was exhibited together with other projects looking at the Elephant and Castle area. I therefore invited Alf and his visually impaired wife to look at the pictures. I had captions written in Braille, and Alf was reading them from one side to the other, and he was literally touching the pictures. That, for me, was an emotional moment.